What are you making today?
I'm making my Christmas white trash.
Can you teach us how?
Oh, sure. First, you're gonna need some white almond bark. I just get whatever I can find because it goes quick this time of year. This, I think, is the Great Value brand. We also have the Kroger brand.
Yes.
So I think we've got some that might come from Target, maybe some from Trader Joe's. It just depends. Grab that white almond bark. First, you're gonna take your white almond bark. And I just do this. By the way, I'm not like a cooker person, chef, baker, or anything. I don't really like to cook. This is like my one and done kind of thing. I just take a knife and break this up. I'm not sure if that's how you do things in the baking world, but it's how I do things. Break it up, and it's pretty easy because it has these little grooves in it. Take my pan and I spray my little bowl that I'm gonna microwave this in.
Mm-hmm.
I also spray the bowl that I'm gonna put all the cereal in so that it all doesn't get stuck. Stick this in here. All the garbage in, because those boxes, I mean, Mr. Eric would really like for me to break them all down, and maybe I'll remember to do that, but if I don't, I'm just gonna put it in the bag. Okay, so I'm gonna kind of shimmy that up, maybe spray a little bit more on top just so it doesn't stick to the bowl. And then I'm gonna stick it in the microwave.
How long?
The first time you do it, it's gonna take a little bit longer because the bowl is not actually warm,
right,
and
right.
The microwave's not like heated up.
I Science, guess. Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, so I do like 3 minutes. While that's in the microwave, we're gonna get Chex Mix, Cheerios, Golden Grahams. I think this is the honey, like the Great Value Golden Grahams, pretzels, and cocktail peanuts. The original version has a different like amounts, but I made my own because I like it a certain way. So I do 4 cups of Chex Mix.
Yes.
I got my nails done and I can't open anything now, sorry. They're beautiful. Thank you, these nails. Always the best. I do 2 cups of Cheerios.
That was a little over 2 cups.
Two cups of Golden Grahams. Two cups of pretzels.
That's a little more than 2 cups.
Yeah, we improvise. Now, I do not put things that fall on the floor in the bowl because that would be not sanitary. I don't think a restaurant would ever hire me. And then a heaping thing of 1 cup of peanuts, which is probably around a cup and
a quarter or something. Yeah.
I'm gonna wash my hands because I'm gonna cut the.
Yeah.
Okay. At first.
How did you just pick that up?
It's not that cold. Hot. You wanna make sure that it's all melted because you don't want big clumps of chocolate in there. I'm gonna do this just a few more seconds, not a lot, because then it'll get clumpy. We're great. Now, the more you do this, the hotter this is going to be, and you're going to need to use these little things.
Pot holders.
Pot holder thingies. There's a Christmassy one that my Aunt Allie made. Well, she's not my aunt. She's my sister.
She's my aunt.
So, you're going to take this, and you're just going to
pour it all in.
Put it all in.
And what is this called again?
Christmas white trash.
White trash.
Now, originally, it's in the Mississippi State's Willie's Best Bites, and it's called maroon and white trash because you put it in a maroon bowl.
But oh,
it's
cute.
Actually white candied trash, you know, like the yummy salty trash. This is just the.
I wonder if that's just like a southern thing.
Maybe. Probably. And you want to make sure it's coated, but you don't want too much because some of that cereal is sweet too, like the Golden Grahams.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so yummy.
It is yummy. Who do you give this to?
Oh, I give this to everybody. Everybody, because I don't bake like, you know, baking thingies. So I give it to all of my favorite friends at school. I give it to my husband's work clients. I give it to family.
Teachers.
Teachers. So now for the drying process. It does have to dry and harden. That's what makes it so
this
yummy.
Is our dining room table.
Take it, you put wax paper down so it doesn't stick or ruin any sort
look
of furniture.
Look at how good that looks.
And then you pour it on the table and then you spread it.
Yes.
And you want to do kind of a thin layer so it's easier to break up after you get it done.
True.
Here we go. All right.
Then she repeats that until that whole table is filled. And then we walk by and grab some when we're hungry.